On this Good Shepherd Sunday, the church invites us to pray not with Psalm 23 that most would expect. The Lord is my shepherd, there is nothing I shall want. We so famously recite when we pray that psalm, but Psalm 118. The stone rejected by the builders, we prayed, has become the cornerstone. Why that one? Although they were important in biblical times, I think you know, shepherds were looked down on by society. They were important because those sheep, not only for their wool and for their food, those sheep were essential for Jewish worship. But still, those shepherds were like the dregs of society. They were poor, ignorant, often dirty, isolated, rejected stones. As our Lord so clearly was, most preeminently as he was rejected upon the cross. But we sing today that those rejected stones, the rejected stone, has become the cornerstone. Yes, of course, our Lord, but he chooses to take on that image of the shepherd for us, and thus takes on all that baggage of the shepherds as well. He, the good shepherd, and we, his flock. The most poignant of images of God's relationship with us. On Tuesday, Sarah called me out of a meeting over at the rectory because we got a call to the nursing home. A patient there was dying. His family was on its way. Some from Rochester, Syracuse, Maine, and Massachusetts. They were all converging. I left the meeting, jumped in the car, found the patient's room, and was just about to anoint him when the other child, one of his daughters who lives locally, came in with a nurse. They were both very respectful. They spoke in hushed tones, knowing that her father was near death. Both stayed and prayed as I offered the anointing of the sick. The patient was very calm and peaceful. But it seemed clear to all that we were right on the cusp of his last breath. I offered him the anointing and the apostolic pardon. And on my way out, the daughter thanked me for being there and said, Father, this would have been very important for him. I've heard that phrase many times, and I know it's intended in a good way, but it always pains my heart. For though I appreciate that we're there for the patient, in a matter of speaking, what she was saying was, it was important for him, but it's not really my thing. This would have been very important for him. And I felt a little like the rejected stone. Fast forward to the next day. It was my day to make my way through Maplewood and bringing communion, and the aide that was bringing me around said, oh, Father, we have to go in here. The room very familiar to me. I was there just the day before. Now the same daughter is there along with two of her siblings, and not only the patient who is still alive, but the patient who is now sitting up in his chair and reading the newspaper. They all looked at me like looking for an explanation. What happened? Miracles happen, and the family seemed to know it. I felt like Peter in our first reading, the one when everyone's gathered around. It's like, how did this happen? This guy who was crippled is now up and around. But what really struck me was the stone rejected by builders has become the cornerstone. Not only did all of a sudden I feel like a local celebrity and they all wanted to shake my hand, but the Lord who seemingly was rejected was now being received as a cornerstone. There was another example you probably saw in the news, tragedy this past week down in Syracuse, where not one but two of the law enforcement officers were killed, chasing a stolen car and then in a shootout. awful, and we pray for them and for all involved. But the next day, our local paper featured a story of two good shepherds, two police chaplains that rushed to the scene. The stone rejected by builders become the cornerstone. I know a couple, not these two chaplains, but a couple other police chaplains, and they always have an interesting life because they are never the ones that anyone wants in the car chase. They're never the ones that anyone wants in the shootout. They're never the one that anyone wants except right there and then. The article was beautiful. They featured how open these guys were, that they, though seemingly rejected at times, they jumped right in. They knew the call, they heard the call, and they responded, despite the fact that it was probably a dangerous scene. They knew their sheep, as the gospel tells us. The good shepherd knows them, he hears them, and they hear him. And so the article showed the chaplains praying with the officers, the living officers, so grieved and so concerned. They spoke of the father of one of the deceased, asking the chaplain to pray for the other officers. The newspaper got something essential wrong, though. It said, there was a beautiful photo, and the caption read that the chaplain says a prayer to the police officers. That's not what they were doing, and that father knew it. He was praying with them. He was praying for them. But those prayers are no good if they're just to the police officers. I think that might be part of the reason that so much of the faith is rejected today. So many think that it's just us gathering around and talking to ourselves. No, gathering around and talking to the Good Shepherd, the one who knows us and hears our voices. As we gather here in this holy place, we come to talk to him, to listen to him, to pray to him, the shepherd, the one who lays down his life for his sheep.